kulchem. Rashi brings down a chazal that says that when Klal Yisrael heard all the techoch in last week's parsha, 98 klalas hayriku peneim, their faces turned green, and Moshe gets up and tells them. Moshe tells them he's mafayis them. He says, "Atim netzavna hayoyim kulchem. Didn't you all? Many people have made Hashem angry, and you're still. Many times you made Hashem angry, and he still survived. So don't worry." That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. Now, if you analyze this, imagine a mashkiach at the beginning of his man gives a shmooze, and this is the rules of the yeshiva. And then the people come out of the rules. They say, "Wow, it's crazy! Like, wow, how are we going to survive here?" And the older brothers them, "Don't worry, they don't do anything about it. Don't worry, just all talk, right?" It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu is diffusing the whole purpose of this shmooze. This was, I say, an impactful shmooze. And they came out with this odorous that they were terrified. And now Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Don't worry. You made Hashem angry many times, you survive." What is Shantin's chazal? Many of them are bothered by. Some actually even learn that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't trying to diffuse it. Moshe Rabbeinu actually was telling them the tachlis of that was pachat, and now your tachlis to have amunah. You know, there's a brisker of the gaba Rosh Hashanah, what the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you have to be betuach medin, you're supposed to bathe before Hashanah, and come into Hashanah that be tocha medin. On the other hand, we know it's a day which is a pachat. Look at the davening, same thing, bachto. So brisker of says you have to start off with pachat, and then realize the only one that can save you from your pachad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's to bring the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, the end of Rosh Hashanah, says it's Rabban Yishlah, a place for Menais, a place to run to. It's a, well, that's with the Rambam. That's the Brisker of Yishlah, the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. This Atim Netzavim is the same idea. They Taka got the pachad, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, now you run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Lashon of Rashi is, Lashon of Rashi is Mashma, he's really focusing on the punishment. They don't worry, you're nitzavim, you're standing. So it doesn't fit so well in the language of Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them. So I tell them the Mahalach, which I saw, it's based on the Alshach. The Alshach really is bothered by this on a certain level. The Alshach is Masmet, there's a whole Richas. Or the Alshach, beginning of this Mishparsha, explains what the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah is. The Alshach brings down that when Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, when Klal Yisrael get together by Achdus, the Malachim Ason Nispol, he said the Nispol from Klal Yisrael, the Alshach says, and they say about Klal Yisrael that they don't have sin and kin amongst them, and he says the Alshach that all lies in the word Atem Nitzav Hayom Kulchem, the stress is the word Kulchem. If Klal Yisrael collectively together as one, then they can survive. You're going to have a Rosh Hashanah the Gadin. If you're kulchem, and if you look through the pasukim, who does it go through? It starts on zekreichem, shaytreichem, and it goes through all from the elite in Klal Yisrael till the Erev Rav, which is the ones they got, not the Erev Rav, the Gevoinim. They were shoyv amecho, choyt vaytzecho. So what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, atim d'tzom, well, not that you angered Hashem, yes, you did things wrong in life, but if you gather together as a group, then you can survive. Because the Rebbeinu Shem is going to not look at you as an individual. But that comes with a condition. You have to be kulchem. Kulchem means you have to be together. The Medrash Tanchum, the beginning of this week's parasha, brings down a mashal. If you have persons carrying a bundle of sticks, you try and crack it, you won't be able to. You take each stick individually, you can break it. But when you're together, packed as one, that's what you make, that's how you can survive. That's how Klal Yisrael will survive. If you want to know a cute word, the word tzibur, what's the word tzibur come from? Tzadikim Beinim Rishoyim. That's the word Tzibur. Tzadik Beis Resh. Tzadikim Beinim and Rishoyim. That's what really we're made up. If anything, if you want to be even deeper, the Gemara tells us, increase us, Kol Taina She'im Bob Ben Pasha Yisrael. Means you have to have the ones who are the Pasha Yisrael in the Tainas. We learn from the Ketores. The Ketores has one of the spices is Chalbano. You have to have one of the spices which is bad, but together somehow, as a combination, that's what's going to make it work. Right? There's an interesting Marshal grad on that Carissa's people don't know, that the Marshal tells us that if you look how many spices they are, in the Ketores there's 11 spices. That means 10 of them are good. There's only one with a Russia. You have to have a minion without him, he says. Then you can add him. But you can't use him towards the minion. Interesting, Marshal. Now there's 11 some among him. Shad is you have to have a certain level. But you bring him in, you include him in. But what the Chazal are telling us, when we come together as a collective, this time of year, if you look at what we do, is very much so. Slichas me'ikar adin can only be said b'tzibu. Can be said b'yichidus. There's halachas, you want to say Hashem, Hashem. If you say the trap, you can do it. But be'etzem, the mechanism of slichas is b'tzibu. That's what mechanism. Why? Because that's the way we're, that's the way how we're going to survive din. Through tzibu. Rabbi Rucham Olshim in his sefer, he actually discusses that originally, if you look at the Rishonim, Masechta's Rosh Hashanah, Teruah, we don't know if Teruah is a Shvarim, if it's a Shvarim Teruah, or it's just a Teruah, what exactly is this, what is that middle coil? So they were instituted a unified Tkiyas that we all do Tashat, Tarat, and Tashrat. We do all. I mean, everyone in Klal Yisrael does, we cover all the different Shitas for the Tkiyas Shofar. I mean, usually in halacha, you have the Chabah has one mahalach, the Ramah has mahalach. We don't have so much mach. We have, you know, we don't try to accommodate every shita. But somehow when it came to Kir Shoifa, there was a machlik that it says in the Rosh that originally every town had different way how they blew. And they unified it. They came along, the Gemara says, and they unified one. Shad is because that's really what Malchus is. Right? V'hibishur melech v'sasev rosh ha'om. Right? When's Hashem melech? Yachad shifte Yisrael. So in other words, in order to survive din, we come together as one thing. If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when it discusses the din of Rosh Hashanah, it says, "Kol Klal Yisrael are going to be Yaviru k'bnei Moroin. We're going to pass like Neiron." The Gemara gives, either means like sheep, or it means like there was a place called Moroin that had a very steep steps that only one person could fit one by one. You could file one by one. And the last shot is, Bnei Moroin means k'chayla is of Beis David, the army of David. Maral in Kedusha Gudas explains what's an army? An army, when the sergeant expects the army, he goes down, looks at every soldier, he has to be in place, and makes sure that he has everything with him, his uniform, his gun, everything's there. He makes sure. On the other hand, the army is koyach of our army, is collectively. You can't, in other words, one guy's going to fight, you're not going to get anywhere. It has to be collectively. That's what Klal Yisrael has two perspectives. Everyone's an individual, but the Rebbeinu Shem looks at it, are you doing something for the collective, for my army? For my Tziva Hashem, for my army. That's how a person has to look at Yom Neroyim to survive. In the Noam HaLamelech, if you look, he says, if you look at the every Lashem, in Parshas Devarim, he says, look at the Shem Yichutz. I've seen him very into the Shem Yichutz before. Right, but also you have some of the mitzvahs do Shem Yichud. It says in the Shem Yichud always be Shem Kol Yisrael. That means when you're doing a mitzvah, it's not just for you; it's for the whole Klal Yisrael. That's a person does a mitzvah, and that's who a person has to realize. That's who we are, and the way to survive. But then, forget the more they say of a marshal. There was once a rebbe giving a test, and the rebbe said, "You have to hand in the test by this time. Anybody that hands in late." In ours, he's not going to, he's out. He's not, in ours, this, it's going to be a fail test. So, of course, one kid, you always have that one kid that took longer than the time after the buzzer. And he comes up to the desk to give him his test. And he turns to the teacher, do you know who I am? He says, I don't care who you are. You can be the principal's son. You can be whoever you want. He says, you sure you don't know who I am? And he goes back and forth, I don't care who you are. I'm not interested who you are. So then the kid says, quickly picks up the pile of papers and throws his paper in. As long as the Rebbe doesn't know who he is, he'll survive. Now he can't take our test. That's the word that if you tackle amongst Klal Yisrael, Rebbeinu Shem is not going to scrutinize and look exactly like you. You know, that's the avoider, how a person has to look in these days. There's many different people, Ziklecho, Shetrecho, right? Klal Yisrael. Everybody has an individual reason. But if you come together, if you know the Zohar says that whenever it says the word Hayoim in the Torah means Rosh Hashanah. So Atim Netzom Hayoim Kulchem. Hayoim means on Rosh Hashanah. The group is to come together. That's what a person has to mean. That's what a person's avodah on Rosh Hashanah is to come actually together. Now, this expression you also find sometimes one small thing can go good or bad. So this expression actually have two examples. Of one small little turn to the bad, it takes you to places you never even dreamed you'd be. What happens? You see in this pasuk, the Torah tells us, "Shoresh poira roish v'lano." Right? Leman sefois haravas atzmeo. What's the sefois haravas atzmeo? So Ramban explains the word rava means someone that's full. He drank enough, he's full. Sveo means someone that's thirsty, someone that's right. That's leman sefois haravas. Someone that's ready rava. If he gives into his taivas, he'll be end up becoming sameo. Means one. If you're full, you leave it there. Part of diet. Man's voice, this week's parasha, man's voice or rava's meal. We'll use the lashon of the Ramban, actually. The Ramban's lashon, we can get the exact lashon. Ramban says, man's voice or rava's meal. He brings down the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that there's a masbiya rav, rav masbiya. The Gemara tells us that there is a concept. He says, ki nefesh odom harava, she'ina mis'av ledvar maroim la. The person is satisfied, he doesn't have desire. A guy who's, as we say, emotionally healthy, and he has everything he needs, he doesn't have to start smoking weed, right? He doesn't need it, right? Unfortunately, people are not happy, so they're looking for outlets to satisfy themselves, right? That's what it is. People that are not happy with themselves. I mean, I'm not saying that 90% of people are happy with themselves, right? But he says, "Ki nefesh oldem arovish in misavlet vorm roim, kashetovi belibik tzas taiva." Comes in a little taiva there. V'yimala tavos, and he fills into that taiva. Oz Yosef nafshoi tavi seiro. It'll become, start by getting more taiva on it. As anyone involved with addictions, it all starts off with a small thing. And then, as you get sucked in, the taivas become that you can live without that taiva, he says. But yet, tzameyo ma'oid ledova, you're going to be so thirsty for that. Sh'och l'sh'osso. Yosef mirvishayno. V'tes ava oid ledvorim roim, and that's going to lead to desires for bad things. They never even dreamed of having taivas for that. And he gives examples. It's an important example. A person has taiva. For Nashim, he says. He feeds into his taiva. What's going to happen? He's going to have taivas they never dreamed of. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says, dreamed an average person doesn't have a taiva for Zachar Behema. What happens is, that's Leman's voice or Rav Zazmeo. So it all starts with that little thing, right? If you look in the Torah tells us, Baba Zorah, it says, Kipon Alehim Acherim. You turned to others, to Alehim Acherim. The Taina, the Tviya is, not so much you did Baba Zorah. That little turn, the Torah is describing, you know how you end up with Alehim Acherim doing Baba Zorah? Because you did that little turn. You do that little turn, you end up. In this week's parsha, it says, "Vatiru eshe kutzeim v'zgulileim eitz ba'emun kesev ezov." It's from Avodah Zorah. So Torah describes Avodah Zorah as shekutzeim gululeim. Then he describes the eitz ba'emun, and then kesev ezov. You know, Brisker Rav says, "This, you know, this is how it happens with Avodah Zorah. You look at Avodah Zorah, ugh, shekutzeim, it's disgusting. Shekutzeim gululeim. After a while, you get used to it. It's eitz ba'emun. It's just the eitz ba'emun." Eventually becomes Kesev Ezov, he says. That's how it happens. It's slowly. It's a slow process. Things that you thought you're disgusted by, slowly, slowly, that becomes the norm. That's the way the Yetzirah does. But we know, Chazal tell us, Mido Toiva Meruba Midis Pranias. So if you do one turn the goods, Habala Tayar Messiah, you say, not doing that. Habala Tama is just Paischim. They just open the door for you. So you have to go yourself. Habala Tayar is Messiah, you say, they're going to help you. So you have to just do that little my love, then others, that little turn, that person. So what do you see? I'll give you an example, which Bali Baruch Finkel points out in Parshas Bereishis. Yosef HaTzadik, he's sitting in jail. He's been through so many tzaras. He went through the tzara, his brothers sold him. He went through the tzara with the Eishes Potiphar. He survived. And he got thrown into jail. You think he's the most oppressed man in life. What he's been through, he's rejected. And today, from the right, they'll tell him he's been rejected by everybody. And Yosef is sitting in jail there, and there's two people have a dream. It just, by the way, you know when they had that dream? That dream happened actually to be on the night of Rosh Hashanah. How do we know that? Because the Gemara tells us that Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says, beginning of Mikach and Asayim Yomim, 2 years later. That means the same day, 2 years later, if Yosef came out of jail, was Rosh Hashanah, that means the dreams happened Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim Freilander and his Sefer explains that Pari Rudo is acting like Hashem. Zeh l'chaim, zeh l'mavis. He was doing din. He was doing Sarah Mashkim l'chaim. Sarah Oifim Lamoves. He was Amim acting like other Rabbein Shalom. But anyway, so Yosef is there. This whole story happens on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Yosef Atzadik is there, and he sees these two people wake up in the morning, and they look a little depressed. And he says, Loma naflo panecho. Why your face? Like, why are you so sad? I mean, usually a guy's depressed, doesn't notice other people depressed. When you're depressed, everybody, everything's wrong. This Yosef Atzadik, he sees another person, right, in jail, and he sees him depressed, says, Loma naflo panecho, why are you so sad? And they tell him, I had a dream. And he starts telling him interpretation of the dream, and you think the story's over. He all started, says Rabbi Baruch, with that little thing of noticing somebody else's sorrow, even when you're full of sorrows. And you know what that led to? It led to Yosef becoming second in command to the king, Mishnah Lamelech. If you track the steps, you help him, you give him a little chizuk. And then the Sarah Mashka eventually reminded Pyro who he is. Pyro talked about jail. And then eventually, as we know, as the whole story, he ended up becoming Mishnah Lamelech. He came out of jail, Mishnah Lamelech. Why? For that little thing of Zloma Nafla Panecho. One little thing you do, one little step, you see where we can lead a person to. One little lets out. You know, they say over in all the Baal Darshanim, always give a story about a lawyer, that there was a lawyer, there was a guy on trial for murder. And they went through the case and it came out, there was no case left. So the lawyer gets up, the defense lawyer gets up. He says to the judge, I'm telling you he didn't do the murder. I'm going to bring you in the real murderer now. Right? You know the story, right? I'm going to bring you in the real murderer. You know the story? Right. He brings in, he's going to tell him, bring in the real murderer. Okay, he said, they'll be here about 10 minutes. Okay, so they wait. 10 minutes. Nobody shows up. Then they hear the door. Everyone looks towards the door. And then again, didn't show up. So about 20 minutes later, or a half hour later, there's no one coming. So the judge says, no, we have to now put the verdict. He says to the judge, the defendant lawyer says to the judge, I don't understand. The fact that people turn towards the door to see who the murderer is, obviously that means they're not convinced that this guy's the murderer. It means they have a possibility that this other guy, there's someone else that murdered him. So that should be, you should take that into account, right? He's a good lawyer, this guy. Take that account. The judge says, he's guilty. Because I saw when the door opened, everybody turned, but this guy didn't turn to the door. So the lawyer meets him outside. He says, you're crazy. All you have to do is turn a little and he could have saved your life. That's right. So the Baal Darshanim say in life, all you have to turn a little, Rosh Hashanah, you'll save your life. One small little thing. People very often don't realize, very often it comes now, Yom Neroyim, or Tzaseres Metshuva, and they take on a small thing, whether it's paspalta or whatever it is, they stop eating Cheerios and they start eating some, right? Some, but that's a machlikas, Reb Shmuel Felder with the Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, is Cheerios, taka kol paspalta, not paspalta. So maybe you can have them according to one day. But whatever, these are the things that people, right? People get involved. So sometimes people look at it silly. Any little thing you do, even in a small way, first of all, can lead to bigger things. It can bleed. I always understood paspalta, one of the reasons why Be'etzen, they wanted to answer it, right? Why, just like Bishlakom, they wanted you to keep away from Goyim. So the pas was something they couldn't do, make a takon on it because people needed to live. So what do you see? During Yom Ram is a time to be a little less connection to the Goy. Don't eat the bread that was even baked by the Goy. That's the avoida. The avoida is be a little more Yiddish during Aseres Metshuva. Be less connected to the world. Be a little more ruchni. That's a much deeper message than just paspalta. But the embassy is, I saw a story. There was a guy involved with being Makarov after their kids. Anyway, this Rebbe that was Makarov after their kids, he lost one of his kids. One of his children died in sitting Shiva. So these kids came into the Shiva and they told the Rebbe, we want to tell you something. This Shabbos, all of us kept Shabbos, the Zechanish was your child. We want to try to Menachem you. So, these kids, they felt for the Rebbe and they wanted to give him something. So, of course, like everything in life is, there was a negative guy then. He said, hey, what's one Shabbos of these kids? Hey, what's one Shabbos? So the Rebbe that was sitting Shiva turns to this guy and he says to him, I would give anything in the world to have my son back for one Shabbos. I would give anything in the world to spend one more Shabbos thing. You think Rabbi Yishlom doesn't feel the same way? Just one Shabbos to be with that person, with these people, it also has value. So when people go through the Yom Ra'am, very often, the Yitzhar has a new thing. He's going to tell you, you're ready or the Shmuzin. And what's going to happen, you're anyway not going to change. So might as well not start. It's Kedai, even if it's going to be for just Aseres Metshuva, just Rosh Hashanah. Whatever it is, that's Kedai. And the goal is interesting, Shoiva Mechon Chot Vaitzecho, at the beginning of the parsha, where who are these people? Rashi brings down, they were the Gevoinim. They were the people that fooled Moshe Rabbeinu to say that they came from, and then they really were the Gevoinim, but they fooled them, and once they accept them, they didn't kill them. But they end up getting a Choshua job. You think just water carrier, and Chot Vaitzecho, you think that's, you know, what they get job, wood and wood. They got wood and water for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Yuma tells us there were fights to clean up the Trumas Adeshem. Trumas Adeshem is the ashes left from the Mizbeach. As we put it bluntly, the garbage of the Mizbeach is a mitzvah to remove it. And they were fighting to be able to remove it. So you think to pour, to bring the water for the Nesachim, and the wood for the Mizbeach is not a chashuva job. How did they end up? So the Torah Tamimah has a sefer called the Sefer Bracha. He starts, Sarech Ian. He's bothered by how did they get to such a position. When there's fights for the Trumas Adeshem, how they end up, these people, he could them with such a position. So Rebbe mine, Shub Chaim Kaufman, his name was, he wrote Sefer Mishcha Hashem, and he says, it's a pity he didn't meet them in the Torah Tamimah. The Torah Tamimah knew everything. There's about to, Baal HaTorah has this kasha already, in Parshas Mishpatim. If you look in Parshas Mishpatim, you'll find it says in Parshas Mishpatim, the word, Ki Yovo Ish Alar Al Re'eyu Lahargo Ba'arma. If someone comes and kills someone ba'arma, me'im mizbechi techeno yomis. It's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The word arma in Tanakh is found two places. They hear. And arma means they came ba'arma to Moshe Rabbeinu. They came lashon arma, these gavoyim, they came to arma. So what's the connection? The two armas, what is the connection? Zokta Baal HaTorah. Baal HaTorah says, Zebo, this kohen came ba'arma to kill somebody. So we push him away from Mizbeach. These people came ba'arma to come closer to Hashem. They came with arma. Memela, they became the chayt of etzecho sheva mecho. What do you see from this Baal HaTorah? A fascinating thing you learn from it. If your direction, even if it's ulterior motives, they did it to save their life. They weren't really interested in becoming Jews. They knew if they try and begaya, they're going to kill them. So they had to fake. The whole fake out was for one purpose, to save their lives. And they knew. And then they were accepted. And not only accepted, they end up becoming people that got positions to help in the Beis HaMikdash. Because when you, in other words, if the direction is the right direction, even when it's ulterior motives, you end up in the right places. It's all perspective where you turn to which direction. You turn the wrong direction, the Ramban says, you end up in Misava Dvorim, that you never dreamed of in Misava. But Masha'en, you turn in the right direction. Even for ulterior motives, you'll end up in places close to Mizbeach. That's what the Avodah is, just to turn our perspective, to make sure we're turning the right perspective to the right direction. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah is, Tako, just to turn the arrow a little more, a little further, to set the derech that we should be on the right derech. Okay.